The crimson stains left by her brother's blood had finally faded from Jaina's face and throat, but perhaps not from her heart. Why hadn't she believed him when he said he was trying to save Tenel Ka and Alana? She should have sensed that he was telling the truth, or at least realized that he would know better than to ask for quarter to save himself. And Alana might still be alive. A soft hiss sounded from the entrance to Jaina's private convalescence suite. She glanced away from the ceiling mirror and saw her parents coming through the door, their eyes bright with joy and relief.
"Hey, kid," her father said. "Good to see you up."
"This isn't really up, Dad." Jaina was floating in a sterile hover vest cabinet, suspended in midair with a nurturing bacta mist swirling over her burned flesh and an opaque modesty curtain draped over her, but not touching her bare skin. "Unless you're comparing it with what'll happen if there's a power failure."
"At least you're out of the tank," her mother said, entering the cabin behind him.
"Now we can actually talk instead of just smiling and waving." "Smiling and waving wasn't so bad. It was good to know you were out there."
Jaina grew quiet, then said,
"But I do have a lot of questions."
Her father's face turned somber.
"Zach?"
Jaina nodded.
"For starters, any word?"
"Nothing,"
he said.
"They found a few stealth X pieces floating around, but there were several lost, so it's impossible to know whether any of it came off his."
"What about his rescue beacon?"
"There's no sign that it was triggered," her mother said. "Luke said they're going to keep looking."
Her mother stepped over next to the hover rest and looked as though she wanted to touch Jaina, but that was strictly forbidden, of course.
"But Mir Tagev sends her thanks."
"She made it back to Mandalore okay then?"
Jaina asked.
"Not exactly," her father said. "She's safe."
"And healing nicely," her mother added.
"So is her husband, Gesserod, I believe?"
"Just not on Mandalore," her father added. "Turns out Fett can't go back there, ever. Neither can his granddaughter."
"What?"
Jaina couldn't imagine the force that would prevent either of the two from returning to their home.
"Why not?"
"The Moffs," her father explained. "They were pretty mad about that commando raid on Nickel One, so they made a special strain of nano-killer just for Fett and dropped a few tons of it into Mandalore's atmosphere. If he or Amirta ever go back there, it's just a matter of time before it gets them."
"That's terrible."
Jaina thought of Mirta and her plans with Guess, and she felt terrible.
"Are you sure?"
"Unfortunately, yes," her mother said. "Tahiri reported it during her first questioning, and the Moffs confirmed it."
"They claim there's no way to fix it," Han said. "A Mandalore who can never set foot on Mandalore. Kind of poetic justice, isn't it?"
"It might be justice, but I wouldn't call it poetic," Jaina said. "It's just sad, especially for Mirta."
A silence fell over the room, just long enough for her mother to shoot her father a "be careful" look. Then Leia said,
"Well, we do have some good news. Jag is coming to see me?"
"As soon as he can," her father promised. "He's been pretty busy with the peace conference right now. The Moffs seem to keep getting the idea that they're the ones who won this war."
"Won?"
Jaina raised her brow.
"The war is over? Completely?"
Her mother nodded.
"They're having the ceremony now."
She retrieved the remote from its storage pocket in Jaina's hover rest cabinet and pointed it at the vidscreen suspended near the ceiling.
"We might be able to catch the last part."